Welcome. You might have seen a written message that I sent to you about this subject. Whether or not you read the message, today is my birthday. I received the very best birthday gift ever. I have to tell you about it because the gift is a feeling that I experienced. It's a feeling I want to pass on to you so that you and I can enjoy this gift together. And again, if you already read this message, I'll repeat a little of what you read, but then there is something just for you to hear in the meditation. So I woke up this morning. My friend Ian insisted I go with him to synagogue. I mean, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious, and I don't like to be away from my family right now. But Ian was really insisting on this. And I want to note, the following meditation touches on religion, but it's not about religion. It's about your heart and soul, and my heart and soul. So I went to synagogue, and we started off meeting with our rabbi in his office. I've told you about this rabbi in many meditations. This rabbi has a generational talent in his ability to weave sacred stories into the subject at hand, whatever that subject might be. So he told me today that in Hebrew, the word for disease is the same as the word for dance, because the disease teaches you a new rhythm and tenor by which to appreciate and experience life. And that is a truth that pounds with resonance. So then Ian, our friend Josh, myself, and the rabbi, we walked into the synagogue and we opened the ark. And you know the ark contains the Torah, or in this case, many Torah. Now, I am not religious. I'm very spiritual, but not religious. So this isn't something that I do on a regular basis. But in that moment, I received the most mystical, healing, powerful feeling in my heart and my soul. I want to tell you what happened. So we're standing in front of the ark. The rabbi is giving a blessing. At first, my eyes are closed, but then I opened my eyes because I wanted to see more of what was happening in this moment. It's not every day that I'm standing in front of the ark. So Ian has both his hands on a Torah. I look at Josh. He has his forehead against another Torah. The rabbi has both his hands on another Torah. And here I am. I just have one hand on the Torah, and I'm sort of standing at arm's length. I was taking the moment in at a distance, but why was I doing that? So I put my whole self closer into the ark, my head against the Torah, my hands against the Torah. I just leaned into the ark, every part of me. And I can't think of a more important message and meditation to share with you than to ask, how can you get closer? How can you get closer to your meditation practice, to your breath, to your soul? What else is there but this feeling of being closer to your heart and soul, supercharging your heart and soul to rise above the challenges and issues and struggles? And when we closed the ark, my friend Josh shared a poem. It was a play on the word apart, APART. He said, sometimes we feel apart from everything, separate, alone. But then when you recognize you have a part, you reconnect, you feel together again, whole. At a time in life that's been so trying and lonely, filled with anger and disease for everyone, the word apart has been an ugly truth in so many of our lives. But what if we could see it and feel it differently? Together, you and I, we have a part, and your part and mine are best fulfilled together as part of this symphony of life. So today, can you put your whole self closer? Your head, your hands, your heart, your soul. Come closer to your breath, to your meditation, to this moment. Take this moment to get more comfortable. Release the tension. Relax. Take a deep breath. Let's come to our centering thought. Closer. Closer. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, come closer. Thank you. if your attention wandered closer. Coming back to the moment. At a time in the world where life just feels difficult, I received such a special gift today. And what's so amazing, it's a gift I can share with you. It's the feeling of supercharging your heart and soul. And as I told you, standing there in front of the Ark, at first I was at an arm's length, but then I opened my eyes and I looked around and I saw Ian had both hands on a Torah. Josh had his head pressed against the Torah. The rabbi was singing and praying, his hands also on the Torah. So I put my whole self closer, my head, my hands, everything into the Ark. And I can't think of a more important message and meditation to share with you than to ask, how can you get closer? How can you get closer to your meditation practice, to your breath, to your soul? Closer. See you tomorrow. Peace.